Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVV. Opening the Fock Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time here on this repeater, which is licensed to W4VA. And the Fock Amateur Radio Association is located in Warrenton, Virginia, with a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anybody has any questions or would like more information, please see our website at w4va.org, or you can send an email to faranet at w4va.org. That's F-A-R-A-N-E-T, Foxtrot Alpha Romeo N-E-T W4VA at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a general forum for Q&A and just general discussion on topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other information relevant to the amateur radio hobby and other activities. Discussion topic tonight is basically, what do you enjoy most about doing with ham radio? Or what have you enjoyed most in the last 1 to 52 weeks? Or what would you like to do more that you haven't been able to do yet? What is your future plan? So just sort of a general open-end discussion about what kind of things you would like to get out of the hobby for yourself. Let's see. Announcements, of course, club meeting tomorrow night at 7:15 p.m. local time over in the, it'll come to me, Path Foundation building. They're in Warrenton. For people who want to go physically, we also will be doing it online with WebEx. Check the new link that you'll find on the website on the front page, or also go into the groups.io section to get that information as well. Let's see, other announcements. I don't have my website up. I can't think of anything except general comp testing going on. Sorry, I'm a little hurried tonight. So check contestcalendar.org contestcalendar.com for the calendar of anything going on. Looks like there's not very much. All right, now here we go. We've got a Portuguese Navy Day contest. We've got a Volta WWRT contest. CQM, Canadian Prairies QSO Party. There we go. There's something that might be easier. So, anyway, not very much. This is kind of a slow weekend. So, anyway, keep that in mind. Does anyone have any requests or questions that they would like to discuss tonight or besides the topic that I mentioned? So, call me now, N7IVV. Okay, hearing nothing, I will go ahead and proceed with check-ins. Taking general check-ins from any and all licensed amateur operators within the sound of this repeater, which is pretty much any place all the way on out to Pluto and beyond if you wait long enough. This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV.
This is Kipo Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu.
KN4 SPL.
And K4GG. K4GG.
This is KO4, Quebec Victor Bravo.
KY4, OP Mobile.
WV7, RAV.
This is KO4, Victor November Zulu, in and out.
Okay, hold up there. K1HTV, KB3, Alpha Romeo Zulu, Bob, how are you? KNSPL, KN4SPL, AK4GG, who doubled with somebody who ended in Q, and I think I recognized it, but I'm going to make you repeat it again. KO4QVB, Lewis, KY4OP, Nick, WB7RAV, Randy, KO4VNZ, Chuck, thanks for checking in. Any other check-ins? Or
Kilo, Sierra.
W4RKU.
KO4, Romeo, Bravo, Whiskey.
Okay. We'd be more than happy to take the echo link check-in. but I didn't copy it fast enough. Would you like to check into the net tonight? I'll hold my reply back for a minute while the echo link comes up. Go ahead.
That's Kilo Sierra 1, Papa, Papa, Yankee.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I got the BPY now that you mentioned it at the end. Okay, great. Well, welcome, Sippy. Let's see, who do we pick up? W4RKU, Kevin. KO4RBW, David, welcome. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Got your application if nobody responded back to that. If they didn't, I apologize. And KS1PPY, Sippy. Let's see. Nick's still mobile. And that being the case, Nick, KY4OP, why don't you go ahead and chat with us for a minute about whatever your plans, dreams, and aspirations are for ham radio or what you really enjoy doing. Go ahead.
N7IVV, KY4OP, mobile. Dreams and aspirations, I don't know. I'll tell you, I am really enjoying doing the stuff with the 4-H club and getting the kids involved with that. So that's really the big chunk of both my time and my aspirations right now in the hobby. I actually wasn't able to be at the 4-H meeting last night, but Garth actually covered for me and led a activity where the kids built tape measure Yagi antennas and got those done enough time to kind of do a practice fox hunt. And we've got some plans in the works for a specifically youth-focused fox hunt at the beginning of next month. Doing an easy fox hunt for youth in the area and the 4-H club. So that should be fun. I haven't actually been doing much this week. Been really busy with work for the last couple of weeks, so I don't even think I have any recent activity in my log for the last two or three weeks for ham radio. However, Bree and I are excited and getting ready for Hamvention coming up here. We're driving out to that, and that'll be our first time getting out there to Dayton for that. So that's all I've got for this evening. This is KY4OP, back to net.
Okay, Nick, very good. Thanks for that. And sure, I'm impressed with the dedication and energy and whatnot that you have been showing with the 4-H group there. And parents, of course, tend to do that, but some parents do it more than others, and you're doing a great job. And we appreciate Bree's participation in the club as well. And Oscar, who's not with us tonight. The other is his dad, apparently. But anyway, we appreciate you guys. All right, let's go on up to K1HTV. Rich, why don't you explain to us what the heck you've been doing with the propagation here this last few days and why you turned it off. Go ahead.
N7IVV in the net from K1HTV. Good evening, all. Well, we had a solar flare in X1.5 yesterday, and there's a radio blackout for a short period of time, an R3 radio blackout. About 9:55 in the morning yesterday, but the flare was pretty much centered in the sun on the southern equator, south of the equator, and facing us. I'm not sure if there was a major coronal mass ejection, but certainly was facing us. And if there was a CME, we'll probably see the effects of it in the next 24 hours. So things may get worse before they get better. However, the solar flux is up. It's up to 133 now. Sunspot number has climbed up a bit. And the K index is 2, so there's still the path to the north is still good, but I'm not seeing that much in the way of Asians. There are some Asians coming through, but not like we had a couple days ago. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we had South American trans-equatorial propagation opening. Worked over 50 different stations in South America. From as far north as Ecuador, down as far south as Chile and Argentina, and lots of Brazil stations. So it was quite a fun time. Usually it happens in the afternoon, like 4 to 5 to 6 in the afternoon. It varies. But trans-equatorial propagation occurs around this time of the year. As far as dreams of ham radio future, my dream is to work North Korea. That's the last of the 340 entities I need. I've not yet worked North Korea. I did work a guy named Russian Ham, who op- operated supposedly from North Korea. Turned out he was operating from the other side of the border in Russia, a guy named Stepchenko. And he was eventually drummed out of the DXCC program for his falsifying the operation. He's now in prison in New York for some fraud that he he did on the American public quite a few years ago. So crime does not pay. Anyway, I, as for other things with Ham Radio, I enjoy mentoring the new hams. For those of you at QST, read the editorial, and it talks about what you know, how to help in your club, and recommends mentoring new hams. And so, if you get a chance to read that, the upcoming issue, which is out electronically of QST, is a field day issue with a lot of interesting things about field day, checklists and antennas and all kinds of ideas for field day. So you may want to read the latest issue of QST. This week I've been putting together and almost finished building the 5-element 15-meter beam, reassembling it. The beam still needs a matching section to be attached, and I'll do that in the next couple of days. I had to get down to put up an antenna for Robert, K4GVH, blind ham down in his dad's place down at Banco, and do that Saturday with Mark, K4SO, but there's looks like we may get some rain, so that may have to be, it was delayed last week, and we may have to delay it again. I talked to Arno, W4AKO, a club member, not doing too well. He's in pain, not able to walk around very well, but he sounded okay, but he's dealing with a lot of pain, and very sad news, he lost his dog to apparently what appeared to be poisoning. Of some insect or some rodent poison that he consumed and died. Anyway, DX today, and that was a long gap here. DX earlier today, 30 meters, 6 a.m., worked lots of JAs and a couple of YB stations in Argentina. YB is Indonesia, 30 meters, FT8. And on Tuesday, yesterday, 17 meters was quite good to Hong Kong and Indonesia and China, and 20 also to China. So that's the end of the long report. I hope to see you guys tomorrow. Please put your HT on 5-2. We've got a Knights of Columbus meeting, and then I'm going to swing over to the club meeting, so I'll be there probably a little bit after 7:30. So that's it, Brad. Back to you, K1HTV.
Okay, thanks, Rich. This is N7IBV. I appreciate that, and the solar index popped up quite a bit just since I looked at it here a couple hours ago. It's been around 117 or 15 or whatever the last couple of days, and actually I noticed when I came in here an hour ago for something, the 20 meters was all of a sudden very busy from where I just left it idling. So yeah, things are coming back to life. Listen, everybody, as far as the club meeting tomorrow night, something occurred to me earlier today. It'll still all depend on you guys and girls. I will be tendering my resignation since I've dropped the ball so badly on coming up with something interesting to do after the business part of the meeting tomorrow. So what I was thinking, though, is that maybe some of you might have some favorite videos, online videos, or something. I mean, I toyed with the idea briefly of showing frequency or contact just for the ham radio portions of them. But then I got thinking that seriously, maybe there are some good, relatively short, 5-minute or less type of videos that are out there on the web that you've run across that you found particularly interesting from a ham or loosely related ham standpoint that others in the club might find interesting that we could actually play after the meeting tomorrow as people are just sort of socializing and whatever else we can find to do is on a very casual basis. So anyhow, if you come up with anything, send it to me in an email or a link to it, and we'll see what we can do there. All right, enough of that. KB3ARZ, Bob, nice to have you check in. How are you tonight up there in Maryland? Go ahead.
N7IVB, this is KB3. ARZ, doing wonderful over here, and I heard Rich talking about Arno, me and him talking about Arno a little while back, so I know he got a hold of him, and sorry the Herald Arno is not doing well, and definitely sorry he lost his dog. Well, I'm I've known that fellow probably 20 years or better. He used to send me pictures of his horses and his dog on my computer years ago when I had one. But all in all, amateur radio, still my favorite thing. It's 2 meters, always has and probably always will be. Someday, I might give me an HF rig again, maybe. We shall see, but I would like to dwell on that again someday, but we shall see. I got to get back to the books and study and finally get my general, which I will get someday. But all in all, a beautiful day. Good to hear everybody on the net. I will pass it back to you. This is KB3. ARZ, back to the net.
Okay, well, thanks, Bob. Appreciate you checking in. If I'm not mistaken, I and a number of other people worked to you on the Virginia CUSO party, too. So it's always nice to meet people again after that. Yeah, actually, you know what? I was thinking about Fausti, I think his name was, just the other day before yesterday or something. Thinking about Field Day and radio dogs and that kind of thing and wishing I could take mine, but he'd be going crazy with being stuck on a leash the whole time. But anyway, sorry to hear about Arnold, but glad to get the report. Wish there was something that we could do to cheer him up or make his life easier, but good wishes are probably the best that we can do at this point. So thanks for that report, Rich. KN4, SPL, Bob, other Bob, go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and all of the net. This is one of the Bobs, KN4, SPL. Let's see, what I've been really enjoying lately of being involved in this wonderful hobby is being able to volunteer my time, being able to help out the 4-H Club wire up their radio trailer. Over the past, coming up on several weekends now, I've been putting in some time getting it all wired up. The AC system I got done the other week. This previous weekend, I was able to get some of the DC side of the equation.
Whiskey, Delta, 8, Alpha, Juliet, Quebec, connected to W4VA.
Okay, Bob, thanks for that. Always good hearing from you. And for whatever it's worth, I appreciate all your help with the 4-H fan, but not near as much as they do, I'm sure. So maybe one of these days we'll have to make my truck a priority and see what we can't do to improve that somewhat, especially if I decide to do something crazy like donate it to the club. Anyway, AK4GG, John, what you up to? Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Brad and the rest of the group. Yeah, fairly quiet compared to Bob's efforts on the 4-H trailer. Much appreciated, Bob. And also sticking in ground rods and a host of other things that you've done for the club and for the members of the club. Most appreciated. And I feel like a kind of a lazy slob in comparison. I haven't done very much at all. I was thinking about putting a presentation together on radar and presenting it one night at the club, but I haven't done that yet either. I could do radar 101, radar 102, radar 103, radar 104, and probably by about that time you'd be all asleep, so not very exciting things having a radar. Although there was once a very large ray in Florida that caught fire. That was interesting and expensive. And I guess the Javelin anti-tank missile, radar-guided missile, 250 processors in that. So I think Lockheed Martin made about 2,000 this year. 20,000, I should say. They hope to make 40,000 next year. So no wonder we don't have any chips for our automobiles. Anyway, not much else to talk about. I guess I enjoy tinkering. I'm a tinkerer from way back, a maker. So I enjoy building things out of electronics, antennas also. And sometimes I enjoy repairing them if it's not too difficult. But that's about my interests. I'm not much of a contester, not much of an operator really. But anyway, that's where I sit. So back to the group, N7IVV, AK4GG.
Okay, John, thanks. Yeah, I enjoy tinkering too. That's probably what I do and enjoy the most, even though I've always got FT8/4 running here of a side thing from whatever I may be working at my workstation / desk. But, you know, there's not too many people out there that's on the net right now, except maybe Nick. Two or three of you. Actually, John, I guess you maybe still be in that category. Anyway, in a job interview that I had relatively recently, and for those of you that know, I'm pushing retirement, so, you know, this is one of those things that I wish I'd have known 20 years ago, although I'd never been asked the question. But anyway, the question that was asked to me as part of a job interview was, what is your passion in life? And my mind just went completely blank. It's like, passion? What do you mean, my passion? My passion is chocolate pudding and sitting on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. I mean, my passion is building things and fixing things. And that's about as succinct an answer as I could come up with. And it's too late now. I won't ever need it, and didn't have a good answer at the time. But
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha Juliet Quebec disconnected.
Hey, good evening, N7IBB. This is KO4QBB. So you may recall I'm a new ham and got my license, my tech ticket about a year ago, and so I just got my general ticket. So I think the passion, or what I enjoy about this art, if you will, is just a lot of the learning. You know, it's a new hobby, and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. So yeah, I think that's where I'm at. So so with that, you know, N7IBB, this is KO4QBB, back to net.
Okay, Lewis, well, we sure appreciate you joining us here tonight. I don't know if you're available or interested, but you're more than welcome to come over to the club meeting. I don't think you're a member of the Farrah Club, but you're certainly more than welcome to become such. And even if you're not, you're always welcome on, well, you're welcome no matter what you want to do, whether you want to be a member of our club or not. So, hopefully we'll see you. Let's see, QVB, WB7RAV, Randy, nice to have you check in tonight with hopefully more than no comment, so go over to you at 7IVB.
To WB7RAV, no comment, is typically have another net on at this time, but they canceled the net, so I'm able to spend more time on this one. Been fairly busy. I've seen last week I've made 15 contacts, mostly in Europe. So I'm working diligently toward that DXCC. I'm up to, I think, 25 right now. But that's part of the fun of why I stay in ham radio and now doing HF is being able to reach out and touch places that I can and whatnot. Also the frustration of being at the bottom of the pile up and not being heard for quite a few. There's probably another 15 contacts I didn't make because I couldn't be heard. But that's what makes me turn the radio on every day and whatnot. So other than that, stand by. Phone ringing in the background. So I've nothing else. I'll be seeing folks at the meeting tomorrow night. And in 7IVV, WB7RAV, back to net.
Okay, sir. All right. Well, that explains it. I kind of figured you had other things you were doing that kept you away from us. But we sure appreciate you checking in no matter what. Let's see. Chuck was in and out, although I'm sure he's listening, but good to hear from you, Chuck. W4RKU, Kevin, go ahead.
And 7IBB, W4RKU. Good evening, Brad. Thanks for doing the net tonight. First, I want to thank Rich for the report on Arno. Hold on. Of course, when I want to talk, I cough. I have been really wondering about him. I'm really excited about what happened to Foskey and hurt him in my eyes. That's just a terrible thing. And I wanted to say that, to AK4GG, I would love to see some presentation on radar. I think that would be fascinating. As for me, I'm free. pretty well set with what I'm going to ever get. I have been planning to hopefully at least get started on redoing my antenna setup on the roof for DHF and UHF. Our net control kindly gave me an old tripod that's much better suited for the job, and take care of some other issues and make it a lot stronger up there. So I've been planning on that. I've also been dealing with transceiver problems. So my TS-2000 is now in New York, and I'm borrowing the YAESU temporarily while it gets fixed, so I can keep having fun. It's just, gets hard getting used to a different radio again. So that's about it. I hope to see a lot of people tomorrow night. N7IDV, W4RKU, back to that.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for that. And good luck with all your projects there. KO4RBW, David. Again, welcome to the net. I think this is the third time I've heard you on the air. So I guess congratulations on the new license. Looks like it's a relatively new call. Anyway, go ahead. KO4RBW, N7IBB.
This is KO4RBW. Yeah, thank you for the welcome, and I'm really enjoying the time with the license so far, though I've been stuck to VHF and UHF. Finally have some equipment now to start getting into the 6-meter, so I'm looking forward to that and getting my feet wet with some FT8 as soon as I get an antenna set up. Rick. Once the antenna's set up, then, I look forward to reaching out a little bit and seeing where I can reach. Somebody mentioned before, being able to get out there and talk to folks that you normally wouldn't be able to, so I look forward to that. Other than that, really interested in amateur radio support to emergency response, disaster response, so I'm very interested in the ARIS project as well as kind of from my military days, the fox hunting contests. I saw some pictures online about that, and definitely look forward to some of that. This is KO4RBW, back to net.
Okay, David, thanks for that. Yeah, Nick, actually, I was going to invite a couple of our newer hams along to maybe get some more practice on fox hunting there for you guys' activity, but I won't do that. You can do that if you want, but I won't. KS1BBY, your echo link, so you must have been out of town. I should have picked you up earlier. I hope you're still in there. Apologies if we've lost you. KS1BBY and 7IVV, go ahead.
And 7IVV and the net. Yeah, I'm at work in D.C. today, but one of my passions was doing the nets, so I've been trying to get back into it since I've been kind of out of the loop, as it were, and I'm supposed to be the net manager, so I got to get back into that role, start getting into the net. So I took a break and came out and joined in the net via Echolink. My week's been adventuresome. Yesterday I spent the entirety of the day with a continuing escalation of electrical problems that ended with Dominion Power digging up my entire front yard to find my missing phase of power, which cooked a lot of electronics in the house. So I got everything fixed, supposedly. Still got to get an electrical panel replaced in the house, and I'm still yet to see whether or not it fried my radio gear. I know enough that I was able to power them on with a battery, so at least they come on. I haven't tested the transmission or much of else, anything after that, but that was a real adventure. It was nice to know the knowledge that I had for phases of power and how electronics work to steadily progress that up to where we could not cook everything in the house. As far as the other passions, disaster preparedness was the thing that I got into it for, and still intend to do that if I can ever get life to align to stop frying electronics or making me extremely busy. But that's all I got for an update, and I hope to be at least virtually at the meeting tomorrow. This is KS1 PPY back to net.
So you got into ham radio because you wanted to do disaster preparedness and whatnot, but yet you've been too busy dealing with your own personal disasters to be able to get into the disaster preparedness that you wanted to get into ham radio for in the beginning. I see. Well, necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. No, is that right? Yes. Anyway, I know what you're talking about. Good luck with that. Okay, that's the end of our list. Anybody want to check in, any additional check-ins or rechecks? This is N7IVV. Call me now, please.
KY4OP, recheck.
Okay, Nick, KY4OP. N7IVV, go ahead.
N7IVV and the net, KY4OP. Yes, I meant to say that when I was talking there. I do intend, when we set the dates and times, to put out on the reflector the start location and the frequency for the Fox when the 4-H Club does their Fox hunt. So obviously it's going to be out on the airwaves, and anybody with the frequency is more than welcome to hunt that down and find that. When we get that figured out, I'll make sure and that gets out on the groups.io. It's KY4OP, back to net.
Okay, Nick, that sounds great. Yeah, I would enjoy participating, just because it's kind of fun. And it's, you know, KF4TEK had put something out here. I think he posted it up on groups.io about a better mousetrap, if you will, for a three-element Yagi for fox hunting, that with the modeling program that actually the author does, it's some sort of a subset of the NEC program, it had like zero front to back, or maybe I'm using it the wrong way, maybe it was almost infinite front to back, but it was very, very similar in size and whatnot to the one that the tape measure Yagi that you guys made, that most of us have made. It uses now I'm going to get my foot in my mouth, it uses a different matching system. Sorry, I should know this, but I just don't, when I don't think about something very long, it gets relegated to backup tape. That's how old my system is, and it takes a while to retrieve it, but maybe it's a gamma match. Anyway, different type of matching, and that may be changing the antenna pattern, because that's one of the things that we talked about last time with our fox hunt, is that a lot of us were being confused because we were getting strong signals off the back of our antennas. And so it became really challenging to figure out, well, which way do I go? And apparently this other modification to this antenna, which can, I'm sure, still be made with it will take some doing to put it on a tape measure. But easily done with some just aluminum rod. As a matter of fact, the arrow shafts that Arrow Company uses for their arrow antennas are, you can probably go down to Cabela's or even Walmart and pick them up. And just cut them to length. But anyway, something we'll have to talk about that tomorrow night. That'll be a good discussion thing for anybody who's interested. Okay, I'm going to quit talking. Nobody else wanted to come into the net, and so I'll let you guys all go. Again, this is N7IVV. This has been the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, which is held every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. this time, local time, Wednesday nights on this repeater. And it's owned and operated by the Fokker Amateur Radio Association. If you have any questions or would like more information, you can see our website at W4VA, that's Whiskey 4 Victor Alpha, .org, or send an email to farahnet@w4va.org. And with that, this is N7IVV, returning the repeater to normal use. Everyone have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
Kilo, Sierra, 1, Papa, Yankee, disconnected.